As the famous astronomer Galileo Galilei said, "The universe cannot be read until we have learned the language and become familiar with the characters in which it is written. It is written in mathematical language, and the letters are triangles, circles, and other geometrical figures, without which means it is humanly impossible to comprehend a single word." I'm Uma Kocher Lakota, and this is the third episode of the WHJE podcast, Woman Made. In the last episode, I discussed the history of women in engineering. Today, I'll be talking about another branch of STEM, math. The history of math goes back as far as humans go back, so I'll just hit the highlights. Okay, let's get started. So, mathematics started developing way back in 50,000 BC, where people carved lines into bones to record numbers. Fast forward 49,000 years, and we start seeing
algebra
and more complex equations like the
Pythagorean theorem.
Soon after,
conics
and
trigonometry
started showing up in around 300 BC. Skip ahead another 2,000 years, and we get to
calculus.
And that's when things really start to get interesting, with
topology
and
abstract algebra
start showing up. Well, the point is, math is incredibly old and incredibly complex, and incredibly interesting too, to some people, at least. And from around 50,000 BC until now, some people definitely included women. And one of those women was Kathleen McCarthy, who grew up in the 1970s.
Well, I was born in the 60s, late 60s, so I don't remember much of the 60s, but in the 70s, I've always had poor eyesight, so the frames were always these heavy plastic frames.
As a younger child in a large family, McCarthy found individual success in school, and especially enjoyed math.
I was really into school because I felt like a safer place. I grew up in a very large family. There were 10 kids, 7 boys, 3 girls. I was number 9, so I felt at school it was, I had a chance to succeed and actually get noticed. I always liked math. I thought it was kind of interesting. It's very objective. So, you know, the problem with English, it can be very subjective and determines how the person wants to interpret what you're doing. Whereas math, it's, you know, you can check your own answers and you can see if it's right. It kind of was calming in a way because it was very logical and I could do it. So, it helped too.
But although she enjoyed math, she did have some difficulty when pursuing her college degree in mathematics.
But when I was in college, I was taking some math and actually took a semester off because I did so poorly, and I'm like, I don't think I like it anymore because I had a teacher that just didn't make sense to me. And I decided to go back because I was taking all this physics and I couldn't keep up because they expected you to know all this math. And when I went back and I started taking the math again, the teacher I had there said, he's like, there's people who are good at math and there's mathematicians, and you're a mathematician. So he really encouraged me to go into studying it.
So what did that mean to you? Like, there's people that are good at math and there are mathematicians.
It felt like it could be like having a capability to actually think in terms of mathematics instead of, you know, you can learn how to solve problems, but to be a mathematician, it felt to me more like this is somebody who could delve into the subject and really, you know, maybe discover new things or just, you know, like live and breathe it versus being able to compute.
And beyond just her education, McCarthy also faced serious setbacks in her personal life.
Well, I was going for, I thought I was going to go for a PhD in mathematics. And then my father passed away my, like, junior or senior year of college, and that really kind of set me back. And when that happened, I couldn't even think. I couldn't even look at math books for a bit. It was just really depressing. And I was really kind of lost. I just never really got my drive back or my interest back. I don't think ever since then, in terms of math.
Over the course of her professional career, McCarthy held various jobs, including customer service and programming.
I work at a company called Merpath. I'm the LAS supervisor, so I'm responsible for interfaces between the hospital and our lab.
Throughout your work experience, especially after you graduated, were there like equal amounts of men and women when you were programming or doing things
no,
like that?
No. When I was programming, there was a lot more men. When I was in customer service, it was all women. In my current job, all my team is currently women. But the developers, there's actually a fair number of women, which is nice. There used to be more men, but now there's more women.
But this trend was not new.
When you were taking those advanced math classes, were there equal amounts of girls and boys?
No. It was 2/3 men to 1/3 women. They even had University of Wisconsin math department. It was a big, tall building. Every third floor was the women's restroom. So you'd either have to go, you know, where I sat, my office, I either had to go up or down a floor to go to the bathroom. So that tells you what it was like. At college, a lot of men. I don't remember many women, actually. I was at Wayne State University in Detroit. And then at college, a lot of men. There's a few women, but a lot of men.
However, despite McCarthy's experiences, as time has gone on, the amount of girls taking advanced math classes has definitely increased.
From your daughter and your daughter's generation, do you think more girls are interested in math?
I think more girls are taking the math, yeah. Yeah. I don't know if there's a different approach. I think it's just been more acceptable for women to go into mathematics.
Although it's clear that many women are interested in math, discrimination and stereotyping against women continues. However, McCarthy still encourages girls who are interested in math to follow their passions.
Do what you want to do. If you actually want to do it, do it.
For more information about this podcast or for more stories like this, visit whje.com. For WHJE Radio, this has been Uma Kocher-Lakota.